Turn with me to 2 Samuel. Amen. I ministered out of this week. And I don't have a lot of time. Neither can I take the time. Because we got so much going on in the service today. And I'm glad of that. Aren't you happy? But I want to bring out some things. There's a few people here that didn't hear the message last week. And sometimes I feel like I need to repeat some things. And not only that, I've got some other stuff I want to go into. But we're going to go into it next Sunday or the Sunday after that. One of the two. I believe Jeff's ministering next week.
Amen.
And
amen.
He's going to preach. And I advise you to show up next Sunday because I'm sure he's going to have a good word. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter. Let's just go through this, verse 1 through 8. And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song. Notice Dave spoke words of a song. In the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of his enemies. Amen. God is in the delivering business. I want to tell you that. Amen. If you don't know that by now, if you got things coming against you, the best way to do it is start going to God and give it to
Amen.
God.
Amen. Amen.
And out of the hand of Saul. Now, Saul was David's number one enemy. Because Saul was about to take his place as king over Israel. Amen. And how many know that the devil gets angry when you're about ready to go up in God?
Amen.
You know, most any time that the Lord begins to move on your life and to give you increase or move you up into a higher level with him, you have the enemy. The enemy will come against you. And a lot of times it's through other people. Amen. That's why I believe it's important when Jesus said, pray for your enemies. Pray for those who despitefully use you. Because it's not really them, it's the enemy.
Amen. Amen.
And by doing so, you heap coals of fire over their head. Amen. And it stops the enemy. And one of the most important things that David revelated on was he knew how to worship God. And I like what Sister Denise said today about praising God. Because most of us, when we're in a fiery trial, we don't think of praising God. Are sending up praise. Praise and worship is probably one of the most powerful tools of a Christian believer today by opening up his spirit and praising God. And the Bible says that my spirit dwells in the praises of my people.
Amen.
Amen. And if you ever want to put the stops on the enemy, praising God will do it.
Amen.
If you're fighting emotions and depressions and things that you're going through, sickness and disease, and you know the word of the Lord on it, you just start thanking Jesus for the victory. Amen?
Amen.
Because I'll tell you what, if you ever come out of here, if you ever leave this world sick in body, and you're praising God in it, you're going to go all the way to glory, let me tell you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And I just want to renew our minds to the fact that worshiping God is one of the attributes of a true believer. If a true believer is really born again, he'll open his mouth and allow praise to come out of his spirit.
Amen.
And he'll drive the enemy in the wilderness. And it'll drive him absolutely crazy. Amen. And I've seen that on people. I've seen people that were so encompassed with the devil that when I started bringing up Jesus and started praising him in their presence, they ran from me.
Amen.
They fled from my presence. Amen. Some of them went absolutely crazy, started pulling their hair out, banging their head against the wall. Believe me, I have seen it.
Amen.
That's not too surprising. Satan is nothing but an idiot.
Amen.
He's a dumb spirit going somewhere to happen. Amen. And God... with Satan, God is more powerful. God is like a tornado to a little whisper to the devil. God can wipe him out in a flash.
Amen.
And if the church understood how powerful they really were, they wouldn't be worried about what the devil's doing. They'd be concerned about what God's going to do next. But I'm excited. Because I am excited every day knowing that God's going to do something special in my life.
Amen.
That as long as I'm a true believer and I'm walking in his ways, that nothing good can come out of anything that can go wrong. Amen?
Amen.
God will always give me a victory in every situation.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, have I suffered loss? Yes, I've suffered loss. Yes. But God has always replaced it twice.
Amen.
Amen.
The circumstances might circumvent against you, and it may look like you're losing big time, but God can turn around the losing and restore everything the devil's stolen.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. You put praise in your vernacular as an everyday lifestyle, the devil won't be able to steal anything, and he won't be able, and what he does steal, he won't be able to keep it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And in my lifetime, I've had a lot of things stolen and natural, but God's already always gave it back to me.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Some of you know me enough that you know I've been through it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, notice he said something. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer.
Amen. Amen.
See, if you make that your personal experience with God, God will show up that way. Now notice, and God... And it goes on, he says, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield. In other words, his protector. The devil couldn't get to him. And the horn of my salvation. The horn of salvation is everything that came out of his mouth said something about Jesus and about God in his life. Amen. He went out and said, and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, and my refuge. Amen. The God of my rock, to him will I, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, and my refuge, my Savior, thou savest me from violence. Amen.
Amen.
I remember I had a bunch of guys. I was out on Lake Michigan one night with a friend of mine. And I'll just give you this as a quick testimony. There was a whole gang of guys came up to my door, and I knew to lock it right immediately. Because they came with a gun and some chains. And they were breaking my glass. And whatever they was going to do, I could feel it on me. Amen.
Amen.
And you know, I immediately went to prayer. Start praising God. Did you know that no matter what they did, they couldn't get in that car? And you know what? We didn't even have to give up our money. They let us go. And that's what David meant when he said he was my refuge, my fortress in the time of trouble. Amen?
Amen.
And you know, when you start throwing your hands up to Jesus in the midst of the battle, the devil can't stand.
Right.
No matter what. Amen. And
Amen.
A few of us, when we're walking in fear and torment, we get caught up into that fear and we get caught up into that torment. And Jesus doesn't want you in fear. He doesn't want you in torment. And the only way you can keep that out of is by praising God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, I know that sounds foolish, but you know what? The foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of men.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You have spiritual tools within you that are stronger than the natural circumstances in life.
Amen.
And it'll completely
Amen.
Blow them away.
Amen.
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 When you walk after the Spirit, you will mind the things of the Spirit, and you'll realize that they're much stronger than the things that the enemy can come up against you with.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. May I tell you today that there is victory in the house today.
Amen.
Someone is going to get victory in their life today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because of the very words that God hath anointed me to minister on today. Because you needed this. Amen. I don't know about you, but the church, the body of Christ, needs to hear this warfare message against the enemy. Because the enemy's been playing havoc in your life.
Amen.
Amen. And when you get your priorities in line, the enemy won't be able to stand his ground. Amen.
Amen.
Anything that the enemy comes against you with, it's because it's a lie. He's come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Man, that's good news to a believer.
Amen.
That is good news. That's the good news of the gospel.
Amen.
Yeah, We're going to, when we check out of here, we're going to go and live forever. But in the meantime, we can beat up the devil with everything in our life today. Amen?
Amen.
And that's what Jesus meant when he said, when the kingdom comes, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He gave Peter the keys of the kingdom. You know what the keys of the kingdom were? You got it. Revelation. And the first principles of the first fruits were believing the word by faith, repentance, baptisms, water and the Holy Ghost, believing in the resurrection and the eternal judgment. That's Amen. The six principles that we first believe in. And then from there on, we go on to perfection. Amen. We grow up in Him. And to grow up, we have to desire the sincere milk of the Word that we may grow thereby.
Amen.
If you're struggling and you're having a good time or having a hard time, you need to get into the Word.
Right.
Amen.
You don't have time to read, get a CD.
Amen.
Some of you need to fill your stereo up with the Word of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you why David has got so much victory. He took one of the messages that was so strong here a couple of months ago, and he requested from Galen, I want to hear that message again. He went down, driving down the highway, listening to that message, I don't know how many times.
Over and over.
And every time he listened to it, he got something out of it that he didn't hear before.
Amen.
When Jesus said, my words are spirit and they are life, you don't realize how much Zoe is being released through the anointed word when it's being preached.
Amen.
When God said he chose the fivefold ministry to edify the body of Christ, that's exactly how he does it. Amen. He Amen. Sets up his church structure in order for you to receive the rhema word of God. And it's not just logos. It's a good thing to hear all the stories in the Bible, but it's better when you get a revelation from it and get it in your heart and find out there's a way.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. My voice is hoarse today for some reason. Not really, but I'll take a bottle of water. Notice what he says in the fourth verse. I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. Amen. You ought to underline that word right there. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid, the sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me, I will praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know how simple that is? Well, I don't know if I can do that in front of anybody, but you better get over it. Because we're living in a time that you have to put away that shame. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you.
Amen.
And he that will confess me before men, I'll confess him before my heavenly Father.
Amen.
And I'll confess you before Amen. My heavenly angels.
Amen.
Why? To carry it out.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good preaching, any way you want to look at it.
Amen.
Amen. So if you want life in your life, start speaking life.
Right.
And not death. Don't be talking death. You might have pains in your body, but praise God, you're about to receive a healing.
Amen.
You might have enemies coming at you from every side, but you better start praising God for your victory. Amen.
Amen.
And you better start quoting Deuteronomy, I will have my enemies going in seven different directions away from me.
Amen.
He'll have your enemies in derision.
Amen.
I've seen it happen in my life.
Amen.
Don't tell me you're too late. It's already happened in my life. I am serious about this stuff. I don't know about you, but the enemy is running rampant in the earth today. And believers, true believers, need to get right with God and get put on the whole armor of God that they may withstand the wiles of the devil and fill their mouth up with praise and worship. Hallelujah. And need not be ashamed about it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And that's where your victory is. Look at your neighbor and say, that's where my victory is.
That's where my victory is.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you,
that
Jesus. Turn
with
me to Psalms 50, 23rd verse. I don't know how plain you can get in the Word.
Right.
Get over your idiosyncrasies and get on it with Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You're never going to get to a level where you can glorify yourself. That's exactly what the devil did. And he fell from his position in heaven. He said, I will set my throne on the north of the side of the clouds of the north. And I will be like unto the Most High God. He no more than said that, Brother Jeff, and he was cast down to the earth.
Amen.
Amen.
That was it. Amen. And the day for believers to say things out of their mouth they shouldn't be saying and not giving God glory are over.
That's right.
Amen.
Better get it right. Get it right.
Amen.
Because the battle is on. How many know the battle is on?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You got Psalms 50? I don't. Hold on a second. Let me go back here. I did have it, but I was talking too much and blew it over.
No.
Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 50, verse 23. Now listen to this. Whoso offereth up praise glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. I got a hold of that scripture, and man, I'll tell you what, I found out that the battle wasn't mine, it was the Lord's.
Amen.
And every time I got any of you been in any impossible situations, I know
Amen.
When you get in those impossible positions, you don't want to be there. It doesn't feel like you want to be there. Your body doesn't want to do anything. Your mouth doesn't want to do anything. But you better get a hold of your spirit.
Amen.
And start praising God in it. Amen.
Amen.
Because when you order your conversation aright, then the salvation of the Lord comes on you.
Amen.
Whoso offereth up praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. Now, I didn't say that. God said it.
Amen.
Amen.
If God says it, so be it. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't get mad at me just because I'm preaching real good. Turn with me to the Hebrews. We'll go back over to the scripture, and then we're going to go into receiving communion. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll just stop right there. I'm going to go into the book of Acts on this, and we're going to see how God delivered Paul and Silas in the 16th chapter of the book of Acts and what took place in there. Amen? They didn't get delivered because they were such great apostles. They did some things in the darkest time, in the darkest hour, and we're going to see the salvation of God. Amen?
Amen.
You all got Hebrews, the 13th chapter? Verses 15 through 16, we'll leave it at this tonight, or today. Amen? By him, the 13th chapter, verses 15, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually.
Amen.
See, the New Testament believer in the Old Testament had to offer, to get to God, you had to offer up sacrifices. You had to get the blood of bulls and calves and pigeons and birds for different kinds of sins. You had to go through all kinds of sacrifices and literally kill things on the altar to get your forgiveness. They were under the law, but we are under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which is the law of grace, and our ultimate sacrifice is praise and worship.
Amen.
We don't have to go to the altar and start sacrificing animals to get our forgiveness or get God to move in our behalf. We offer up the sacrifice of praise. And that's why Paul put this in that order, because it is a sacrifice sometimes. There's times you don't want to praise God. Your flesh doesn't want to. Your spirit always wants to praise God.
Amen.
Your spirit is righteous and holy. You got to allow your spirit to take ascendancy over the natural circumstances. You know why it's hard for natural people? Because in the flesh, you see, feel, and hear everything.
Amen.
And we're so conditioned by it because we live in it.
Amen.
But your spirit can take ascendancy. It's just like God, and he can go into the throne room just by sending up praise.
Amen.
God receives it as an ultimate sacrifice, as a sweet smelling savor.
Sweet savor.
Yeah. Amen.
That sweet savor, that's what you get.
Hallelujah. God breathes it up.
You get. Sweet savor.
Huh? Yeah. He was listening to all them tapes. And the presence of God got to abiding in there. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it will be done unto you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know why? Because you're
hands are on
him. You don't think contrary to the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Let this mind who is in Christ Jesus be also in you.
Amen.
Amen. And the Bible says we have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
And as he is in this world, so are we. As he is in heaven, so are we in this world.
Amen.
May I correct myself? I get a little excited and I got to re-talk these scriptures, make sure I get them right. Amen.
Amen.
Can everybody say amen?
Amen.
There, by him, therefore, let us offer up the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips. Everybody say fruit of our lips.
Fruit of our lips.
Giving thanks to his name.
Thanks to his name.
But to do good and to communicate. That word there, communicate, is talking right.
Amen.
I don't like to hear cussing saints. Because whether you know it or not, when you speak words out of line with the will of God and you speak destruction, you license the devil to bring destruction in your life.
Right.
That's
right.
Immediately.
Let God be the truth and every man a liar.
Amen.
Amen. Put the devil on the run. You see where the devil's been working in your life? Change it.
Amen.
Turn around. Go the other way.
Amen.
And put a watch over your mouth. David prayed that. Lord, put a watch over my mouth that I sin not against thee. My mouth is as a pen of a ready writer.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifice, God is well pleased. Amen.
Amen.
You ever worry about whether you're being pleasing to God or you did something you know wasn't pleasing to God? Just start praising him in it.
Yep.
Tell him how much you love him and ask him to forgive you and praise God. Yep. It won't be long. Your kids got in front of you and start saying nice things to you. You go, oh, I love you. Oh, you take him right up in your arms. That's the way God is.
Amen.
We're not any different. We're just like him.
Yep. Amen.
He loves you, Levi. God loves you.
Amen.
He's my son. I love him. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody that's not, don't love their kid and don't want to take care of them is worse than an infidel. That's what the Bible says.
Amen.
Amen. And you don't only violate nature itself, but you're violating God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This gal here raised a bunch of kids and taught them in the Lord. And they all believe in God, don't they? Isn't that sweet? And she had to do it alone. A lot of times. I was there. I seen it. And it was a struggle, but you know what? She got through.
Amen.
You know, and to see her son come to the Lord like he has. And I would have had the privilege and the pleasure of baptizing all of her family.
Was
a miracle. God had me calling out several services before that, and God was going to have 10 people be baptized at our church picnic. I think we had one person in line to get baptized. By that day, it came to pass. 10 people were there to get baptized in their life.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a big hand clap. Thank you, Jesus. Dick said, I remember the testimonies. I keep the testimonies in my heart and in my mouth.
Amen.
To continue to give glory. And when you're in a situation and everything looks so sad and bad, remember what God has already done for you.
Yeah.
Remember the experiences you had with God. You know God was there.
Yeah.
And he showed you love. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just feel like I don't want to stop. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.